Welcome to the Producers Journal Podcast. My name is Derek. In this podcast, I just tell stories about my current experiences as a podcast production agency owner. And I'm using this music because I feel like it's kind of an epic day. Why? Because I'm finally operating in my new studio office space, which is going to be what we're talking about today. First off, go to ShelbyRowProductions.com. Find us on Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. We're also on Facebook and YouTube. Both are Shelby Row Productions. Yes. So you can probably hear an echo because I'm still in a wide open room. There's zero panels or anything hung on the walls. The only thing that is some form of sound dampening is the massive curtain I have from this big window I have to my right. I know you can't see what I'm looking at here, but if you go to Facebook and Instagram at Shelby Row Productions, you will see these pictures. Giant window to my right, four massive curtain panels to cover said window, and that's all I got so far for any form of sound treatment. But it's still exciting because I have been working hard for the last week to finally get going on this place. I opened the lease, or signed the lease rather, on just a few days before July 1st. So now here it is, 6 weeks later, and I'm finally pretty much operating out of it in terms of my office. The podcast side of things, we will get into that here in a minute. But my first phase was always to get up and running so I can work in here, get the feel of the room, and make it reality, make it real. That's a big deal for me. But obviously, with the way I overthink, I had to make it look good and sound and operate well. The sound, that will get better over time, because I'm obviously going to be adding panels all over this damn room to try to dampen it as best I can. So what I did was I bought a new desk, two new 24-inch monitors with a mount, and a new chair. And then I moved over my Rodecaster and this mic, my my SM7B, and my light panels that I use to make videos, or if I'm on a Zoom call, I love to brighten my face up for whoever's on the other side of that virtual call. And that was, and of course, my computer. Now, this is where my head and my brain just froze in the world of overthinking. And all based on this podcast. Why? Because, first let me say, it was my brain froze over a decision to make on what equipment to bring here. And the reason that I was stuck on it was because of this podcast. And here's why. My favorite time to record these episodes are Saturday mornings. I've mentioned this in past episodes. And I love the luxury of waking up on a Saturday morning, grabbing my coffee, and getting on this mic and recording these episodes. So I didn't want to lose that. But I really need my legit office space to be legit with all the right equipment. So my first thought was, well, I'll leave the Rodecaster and this microphone, the SM7B, in my bedroom, which is where my home office still is. And then I'll figure something out in the office. I'll get some kind of Mackie board, put it into a Focusrite interface, and I'll get some microphone and just kind of make it work that way. So that way my best audio is at home. So when I record the podcast on Saturdays, it will sound on brand, if you will. And then I'm like, no, can't do that. I need to make my office the place with all my nice, fun toys. Also, it looks badass the way my Rodecaster sits on my desk with my two monitors and my microphone on a boom clamp mic stand with the light panels. I had the light panels clamped onto the sides of my desk, and it looks awesome. Again, go to Instagram at Shelby Rowe Productions LLC. You'll see these pictures. So when I have people walk in here down the road to work with me, it's going to look cool. And when I get on a Zoom call in here, I'm going to sound great. But then now I can actually look better as I start designing this room more and have some real backlighting. Of course, I have, like I said, my panels facing me, but now I can get some backlighting. And the background is not going to be my bed anymore. So I just finally decided, okay, I'm just going to migrate all the good stuff here. And that's what I did. And yesterday was the big day. Yesterday was when I moved the computer, or the last couple days. I moved the actual hard drive tower, my lights, my microphone, my Rodecaster, some shelving, files. Man, if I'm bringing manila file folders and receipts and bank statements to this place, that's real. That's when I know this office is a functioning office. So here it is. It's Saturday morning. I'm so behind on stuff business-wise that I had to come in today anyway. I've been so damn busy and concerned and on the actual building of the office that I still had a bunch of stuff that I just hadn't got to yet. So it was imperative that I came in here today anyway. So why not record an episode right now in the new room? With that said, what am I going to do with my home studio? Because I still want to have the option to record there. I certainly don't want to spend the money on a new Rodecaster and a new SM7B. I'm doing well with resources. I've been very fortunate to be able to have the cash flow to handle this venture, but I still have to be careful and crafty with it. And dropping another, $800, $700 on a new Rodecaster and SM7B, that's just not something I'm going to do. So what's my next best option? Well, I started looking around, and what I loved about the Rodecaster is it's a hybrid. It's a mixing board and an interface. It's the best thing ever. I love the Rodecaster. Even if you're not a podcaster, it's great to have in your office. For this reason here, how I sound, the music I play on the front and back end of these episodes is through my phone via Bluetooth into the Rodecaster. So I can fade it up and down right on the Rodecaster. It's got four channels. It's got hub pads where you can put in a sound effect, on and on and on. It's great. Then, of course, for podcasting, I have a second one for the Real Hernando podcast that's going to be in the podcast station down the road here. So I already have two. I don't need a third one. I would love one maybe sometime down the road, but that's not reality. So I started searching more options for these hybrid boards. And I found this brand called Allen & Heath, and I bought something from them. After looking around for a couple days, I pulled the trigger on a board that is, I believe it's called Jedi 8. And it's much like the Rodecaster, where it's a hybrid, but it's more geared towards like musicians. It looks like a Mackie board. Really, but it has an interface output, USB to your computer, to your DAW, your digital audio workstation. That's what I need to do this, or anything in general, whether I'm on a Zoom call at my home office recording this episode or this episodes for this podcast. That's what I wanted to go with. Plus, the reason why I went that way, also is because of music. I could have easily, you know, broke out an old Mackie, broke out my Scarlett interface, wired everything together that way, but I didn't want to. I just wanted something new and something compact, and it's $250, better than the $500 a Rodecaster would be. But now it's a place where I can plug my bass directly into, and it already has the drive in there, so I don't have to boost it or anything. It's just ready to go. Where at home, I used to use the Rodecaster for music as well, but I had to put my bass through my Tech 21 Sans Amp DI that had a preamp in it, and then out of that into a mic input on the Rodecaster. Worked great, sounded awesome, but now I can eliminate that chain as well. So that's coming in the mail. Anxious to play around with that. So it's going to give me a place to put a microphone, play my bass. I don't think it has a Bluetooth option to it, but I'll wire it so then I can plug my phone into it or my iPad. We'll make that happen. The microphone, I went with the industry standard, good old standby, never fails on you microphone, the SM58. Can't go wrong with it. $100. Again, the SM7B, I haven't looked recently, but it's several hundred dollar microphone. So SM58 is what I went with. That's coming in the mail. A new boom arm is coming, pop filter. And once I get that equipment up and running, then I'm going to try to make my home office sound as good as possible. And then probably, you know, I'm going to be recording episodes for this podcast in both locations. However, I need to flex. Try to get the home studio to sound as good as this microphone. But right now I do have a lot of echo. So that's work in progress, work in progress. So it's exciting. I'm happy to be here. The next phase now is setting up my podcast audio equipment. Again, like I mentioned, I have a second Rodecaster. I have three SM57 mics with pop filters. I'm waiting for a couple boom arms. I have all the XLRs, you know, I all the headphones. I have everything I need audio-wise. That's easy. A couple boom arms are coming my way. I got like three boom arms coming in the mail. And this is also what's been funny, is every time I realize, oh, I need something, I just go to Amazon or I go to Sweetwater. Those have been my two go-tos. And just order what I need. And it's always one at a time. I'm doing it as I realize I need it. So it's hard for me even to keep track of what's coming in the mail. It's like every other day I have a new package, which is exciting, but it's hard to keep up with. So I got a microphone, a soundboard, a pop filter, three boom arms. So the audio part of that, easy peasy. Once I get those boom arms, bam, I can put it together, done deal. Then it's going to get, I don't want to say difficult, challenging, and an absolutely new world for me. And that is video and lighting. Now, before I started building this office space on the, it's the north wall of the room, I put my pod table where I want it to be, and I put cameras on their tripods and tried to get, I'm doing three cameras. So one camera in the middle gets both participants, and then one camera gets the guest, the other camera gets the host, crossfire, you know, basically like the Joe Rogan model. And so I positioned the cameras to kind of plot and see what it's going to look like space-wise. And it just chewed up the entire room. Chewed it up. And to the point where I'm like, man, am I even going to be able to fit an office in here? And I made that decision where I need the office. We'll figure out the rest. And there's options. And that only option for me is to get cameras and lights off the floor. Hang from the ceiling. Bracket arms coming out of the walls, whatever that's going to look like is going to be the journey of the year for me. I have a buddy here in town that's got a lot of experience in that. So I'm absolutely going to be buying him some lunches here in the near future because he's going to help set me up with that. And then the audio panels. I feel like that needs to be last because once we know where everything is sitting and we know, you know, which direction speakers are going to be facing, then we have a better idea of where the panels need to be. Right out of the gate, I know there needs to be a panel right in front of me on the other side of my monitor, the north wall I'm facing, so that way it absorbs my voice going in this direction. But there's going to be a lot of work needed ahead. But nonetheless, I am operating as an office. It's exciting. I feel like a professional. It's really nice. And I have a place to bring people to. And that's what it's all about. That's it. I'm looking around the room. That's why I'm losing my train of thought. I think I covered everything I wanted to talk about. I'll keep you updated as we go. Oh, I'm going to remember it this time. Music. We're going to do an epic fade in. Can you hear it? Oh, I slipped. All right, I'm going to try to fade in again. Dang it, I keep slipping. There we go. So check it out. Go to my Instagram page, at Shelbyro Productions LLC. You'll see some pictures in there of what my office looks like at the moment. Go to my website, shelbyroproductions.com. Leave me a message, email me. I would love to hear from you and get your thoughts on this podcast. Till next time, y'all. Take care.